Hey guys, Ed Jones from the Honorable Man Podcast, coming to you with another 5 Minute Friday. Hope everyone had a great week. Hope everybody crushed their metrics. I am coming from right now a lunch that I just had with Steve Naughton. Longtime listeners will remember Steve from an interview we did back in March of 22, I believe. Maybe it's 23, not sure. Anyways, Steve is ex-Secret Service, ex-military, and he's got a lot of irons in the fire. He's doing some exciting things, and we got together to discuss some exciting business ideas that Steve has. So look for more of that, for updates of that in the future. Shout out to Steve. I got a great weekend planned. We are going to, on Saturday, after our monthly club meeting, we are taking my oldest son out to dinner to celebrate his purchase of his first house. So, big milestone in Eddie's life, buying his first house. It just so happens to be a house that I flipped, bought last July and remodeled, and it's a perfect starter home for my son, and it will be the first investment real estate in his portfolio, because after living there for a year or two with his younger brother, once Connor graduates college, Eddie will buy another house and then rent that one out. And then the goal is to buy a house every year or two until, you know, they've got enough money to enough passive income to do what they want to in terms of a career. So exciting step in our family's journey. Exciting stuff for my son, Eddie. Love you. Guys, want to talk to you this week about doing hard things. So, you know, honor, strength, and integrity. Those are the three values that the Honorable Man Podcast and the Men of Honor Social Club, that are the three ideals that we strive to achieve in life. Living a life of honor, strength, and integrity. And I want to talk to you specifically about strength today and how to develop strength and fortitude and grit. And it basically comes down to doing hard things and testing yourself and pushing yourself and over time proving to yourself again and again that you are capable. You are capable of doing hard things. You are capable of persisting in the face of disapproval or discouragement or disorder. Being strong is all about working that muscle, right? Working any muscle. You want to develop strength, work. You want to develop big biceps, work that muscle. You want to develop big legs, work those muscles. You want to develop grit, work those muscles. So my challenge to you guys, I want you to think about this over the weekend, is take a look at your life, which I often ask you to do from a 5,000 foot view, and take a look at something in your life and commit to giving it up for a month. Something you enjoy. Maybe it's a crutch. Maybe it's your morning cup of coffee. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's pornography. Maybe it's television, social media. But pick something and give it up. Something you know that is going to be challenging. Something you're going to struggle with. Something that you rely on every day. Something you enjoy every day. Something you think you need every day. And commit to giving it up for 30 days. I've done this on several occasions. I've given up coffee, alcohol, cable TV, pornography. Sorry, Mom, if you're listening. But find something in your life that you depend on that you look forward to doing every day and give it up. That's how you develop grit. That's how you develop strength. That's how you develop mental fortitude. It will be hard, but just know that you have others, other guys that are listening to this that are committing to doing the same thing. I'm actually going to ask the club, the guys in the club, to commit to doing something similar during our meeting tomorrow. You want to be tough? Do tough shit. You want to be strong? Do hard stuff. You want to have grit? Persist in the face of adversity. That's the only way, guys. It doesn't just happen. You have to take the necessary actions. You have to step outside your comfort zone. So give it some thought over the weekend. I'm going to give up, God, I hate to say this. I'm going to give up coffee for a month. God, I love coffee. But I'm going to give it up for a month. So know that I will be walking this path with you, and it is going to suck. But let's start Monday. Starting Monday, I'm giving up coffee for 1 month. And you guys do something similar. One thing I think you'll notice is that after a couple weeks, you don't miss it. All right, guys, so have a great weekend. Have a great week. And we'll talk to you next week. Take care.